The Sierra Club is particularly concerned about new standards which would establish allowable levels for two chemicals that have previously not been a part of our ordinance and regulated. One is dichlorobenzene, and the other is BEHP. Now, BEHP has been banned by the European Union. They don't allow it there. It's been identified as one of the six most dangerous chemicals in the world to human beings. It is associated with various cancers of reproductive organs in men and women, breast cancer. It interferes with the proper development of the sex organs and embryos, and has numerous other health implications. And we're very concerned about the prospect of seeing BEHP or a dichlorobenzene in our bay waters. The staff was very forthcoming. We appreciate very much the opportunity to talk to them about this ordinance. And while they didn't have answers to all of our questions, we've been promised that they will get back to us, especially about these two particularly bad chemicals, the BEHP and the dichlorobenzene, and assure us that these are not going to be finding their way into our bay ecosystem. The ordinance is over 120 pages long. Now, our concerns pretty much are related to just three or four of those 120-some pages. It's going to do a lot to reduce stormwater intrusion into our wastewater system. It's going to help our wastewater system work more efficiently. It's going to save taxpayers money. It's overall a really great ordinance, I think, a good ordinance. And outside of our concerns about allowing higher levels of some pollutants, and most particularly the BEHP and the dichlorobenzene, we're happy to see this coming forward.